When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky flashback Friday. Our good friend Sean Powell, NBA.com writer, will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NBA. And speaking of the NBA, Rob, Miami's coming out with heart. I'll give them that. I don't think it'll hold up. But right now, they are up 19-9, Rob, on the Celtics, of course, in Boston. And give them credit. You know, they're
We've seen this before. They have no choice but to do it, right? Because if they come out bad, it's going to be ugly. So they kind of got to, you know, throw everything to it.
Right.
We've seen this before with
teams. I think that as the game settles in, it'll get back to where it's been, and that's when Boston will kind of pull away. But we'll see. Maybe
if Boston loses this, I would be stunned. And it just again would be another sign of like what is happening with this team? Like,
yeah, it'd be
right.
I mean, I think it'd be youth. You know, their two stars are 24 and 25 years old. You know, and I think that's what it would be. But Rob, I'll tell you this, Rob, about the finals. I hope it's Boston. And I don't know who I'm going to pick yet. I'm leaning toward Golden State. But I just don't think. Now, look, if Miami beats Boston, I guess you got to give them credit, right? But I think Boston Golden State will be a terrific series. I'm not so sure about Miami Golden State.
But the only thing is, Chris, and I'll say this. if Miami came back and beat Boston the next two games to win, you got to feel a little bit better
you
about them, right?
You got to tip your cap to them.
No?
I mean, a lot of it's matchups. Like, I really think, Rob, now, I'm not saying Golden State wouldn't have beat Phoenix, but I think Phoenix would have given them a bigger, a tougher series than Dallas did, even though Dallas beat Phoenix. I think a lot of times it's about matchups, and I just don't think Miami, I know their defense is great, but I don't think they even have a hope of scoring with Golden State. Like, Gordon, you got to be able to score
if you play
the Warriors, you know?
But just the idea that if they came back against the Celtics team,
they'd win the East.
It would feel different, I just think. But I know what you're saying. At this point, coming off of such a bad game, you know, it's hard to look at them in that light.
Right.
But if they were to somehow pull it together and win, and I don't know, Jimmy Buckets goes off, you know what I mean?
No, you're right.
Then you would be like, wait a minute, what is up with this team? Right.
Absolutely.
You'd have to look at it. Even though the Warriors would be favorite, it would seem a little different.
I mean, at this point, in hopes of seeing a good series, would you rather, at this point, rather see Boston or Miami against Golden State? Or you just think whoever wins is going to be a good series?
It's hard for me to say Miami coming off of that last game, Chris. I just, you know what I mean? Like, I can't unwatch that.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
but Monty Poole made a good point. Everybody in these playoffs has had a stinker. And in most cases, more than one, Rob.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the nature of the league now.
Did we get to the 24 blowouts? Did we get that last night?
It
was only 10 points.
Yeah.
It was 10 points last night.
Yeah, we will. We probably will. Could happen tonight. But anyway. The Lakers, Darvin Ham is the new coach of the Lakers. Both Rob and I agree that's a good hire. And apparently LeBron James is excited too. Rob G, tell us what he tweeted about the hire.
That's right. Again, Chris, it was reported last week that was LeBron's guy from the beginning. And then it reported this week that he actually wanted Doc Rivers. Well, the King weighed in on Twitter saying, quote, "So damn excited," all caps, exclamation points. "Congrats and welcome, Coach D. Ham. Clap, clap, clap. Hashtag Lake Show."
Yeah. So LeBron's excited. You got to be happy with that if you're Darvin Ham, right? Your superstar is on board. And good hire by the Lakers, Rob. It was a strange process they went through, right? But I think they got it right at the end of the day. There was something. And look, the report that said what I'm about to say also said LeBron wanted Doc Rivers. So take it for what it's worth. You know, that part was evidently not correct, or certainly he didn't have a problem with Darvin Ham. But this report said, Rob, recently that Phil Jackson and Kurt Rambis wanted somebody they could mold, meaning, you know, a coach. So Darvin Ham, first-year coach, they want to be able to mold him. I don't like that. And look, Phil Jackson is, you like him or not, I think you got to give him credit as the best coach in NBA history. I mean, 11 rings, his guys that he wanted, what everybody will say, Shaq and Kobe, Jordan and Pippen. And obviously, four fantastic players. But Rob, those players never won it without Phil Jackson. Never. And so you got to give him some credit for that. Phil Jackson deserves to have a relationship with your coach. If indeed he's now part of the Lakers, you know, brain trust or whatever. I guess he's a consultant. I don't know if he officially is, but clearly he's working in a consultant's role. Sure, he can have a say, but let Darvin coach. Kurt Rambis certainly, again, Rob, we're an organization. We work together. We can all be at the table and I'll hear you out. But at the end of the day, Rob, let it be Darvin Ham's decisions. Let him coach the team the way he wants to.
Right.
If he don't want to run your darn triangle, I'm just throwing that out there, then he ain't got to run your darn triangle. All right?
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm with you. You brought him in because obviously he sold you, you know, like what he would do and his philosophy and what he would be able to make happen with the players that they have on the roster currently, right? But let it be his show. I agree with you. Don't try to – you're not coaching with strings, okay? Like, hey, I'm Phil Jackson. Do what I want you to do. How come you're not doing this? How come you're not doing that? No, that'll be a mistake if they go that route.
All right, Rob, let me throw this out. We've been talking about Golden State reaching the finals sixth time in 8 years. This is strictly basketball, Rob, not life. Everybody can do what they want. If KD decided he wants to go back to OKC for the lifestyle, heck, he wants to go play for the Wizards because he wants to go back to Prince George's County where he grew up, all, like, credit to KD. Do you, man. Be happy. Just from a basketball standpoint, do you think he made a mistake leaving the Warriors?
Nope, not at all. I think he did what is ultimately like to heighten the potential of his legacy and what he wants to do. I think it was important that he left that place. He did what he needed to do there. He wasn't just a bandwagon guy where, you know, he didn't have an imprint on any of those championships. I think it's hard to deny. We heard Rick Bucher earlier. You know, and he covers that team, been in the Bay Area. That's his home turf. He's been around it and said that they wouldn't win. They wouldn't have won without him. That's his conviction. That's his opinion. And I tend to agree with him. But my point is he has a chance to reshape the way people think about him. Now, it hasn't gone well with injuries and all kinds of other situations, but he still has a chance. And I think he made the right decision in the way that they kind of mocked him. I remember at the general manager made a joke about him being there and who else? And then they kind of dissed him with the video of the great Warriors or whatever. I just think.
Well, and the argument, of course, with Draymond.
Yeah, you know what I mean in that,
and
too.
And Draymond saying, we don't need you.
Yeah, and all that, right.
And they might not. We'll see.
But I'm saying, you know, with all that kind of stuff, I just think he just did what ultimately could wind up being good. And he don't have to win four championships, five. If he can win one in Brooklyn and with the Nets, I just think people will look at him and go, man, okay, he had to finally lead a team. It all came together. He played great or whatever, and they won a championship. He won a finals MVP again. And I think people will look at him differently. And I don't think they ever would have looked at him differently had he stayed at Golden State. So I think that's where I
disagree with you. I do think he made a mistake basketball wise. But you pointed out a few slights, right? We'll call them slights that Golden State threw his way, and that's fair. If he don't want to be around it, I get it. But they know they needed him. I mean, Steph was flying to New York to see KD, you know, before he decided to go to Brooklyn. But here's where I disagree mainly with you, Rob. If I think, first of all, when Kevin Durant went to Golden State, you weren't alone, but you were among the many that were killing him. I was in the vast minority. I don't even remember anybody else really that was in the national media, like on the spotlight, that wasn't killing him other than me. And I'm sure there was a person or two, but and here's why I didn't kill him. And I was proven to be right. Because I knew, first of all, he's going to win championships. He was going to be finals MVP at least once, if not twice, which he was. And once he won, I knew the same people killing him were going to be praising him. Because it happened with LeBron. And I knew that was coming. And I was like, I'm not trying. I ain't going that route. You know, that's ridiculous. And so I think, Rob, when he won those championships, even just the first one, but certainly two, and he played so well, I think people had already moved beyond, okay, he went to a 73-win team that beat him in the playoffs. Like, that's weak. I think people had moved beyond that. There still, obviously, was in people's minds a mental asterisk, because the team was so stacked, right? Walt Frazier said it. Others have alluded to it. So that was still there. But, Rob, I think if he stays in Golden State, they win at least one more and probably at least two more, to be honest, if not more than that. And I think that's as they would keep winning. I think, especially when you lost to Toronto without him, then the feeling really was they need him. And I think people would have eventually, Rob, it would have been like almost forgotten, not forgotten, but you know, like, I don't think people would have really held it against him anymore as they kept winning.
I disagree. I believe that there still would be this feel of, you know, yeah, he won. Sure, he won. You know, whatever, and would kind of discount it. And I think if for him, it's important just to go somewhere where you can make your own legacy. And he couldn't do that with the Warriors, despite because Steph was still there.
Well, it was always going to be Steph's team.
Right. Clay is there. You know what I mean? Draymond. I just think, like, it worked for him in a couple of years, but I think ultimately he's like, you know what? I'm a big enough star that I could go do my own thing and set myself up. And I'm just saying,
but I'm gonna do what you always do.
He could wind up having a happy ending.
I'm gonna do what you always do. What if he don't win the championship in Brooklyn?
Well, then you have to go back and reevaluate everything and say at least he did win two championships. He was the Finals MVP. That'll be on his resume. But then it didn't ultimately work out, and that would be a demerit.
So you think it would have been, again, we'll see it play out. He's got several years left.
Right.
But if he doesn't win it, and they got to win it too, right? Although, I mean, I guess you could say even if Golden State doesn't win it without him and he doesn't win it in Brooklyn, he still should have stayed because together they probably would have won.
Yeah, but I think if they don't win, if they lose this year, say in the finals and they don't win, people will look back and go, the only thing, Chris, and there'll be two things, and it doesn't mean that they didn't win and they weren't a part of it, but they will look back at that 3-1 choke job, and they will look at that first championship where all the guards were, all the players were hurt, and then they would just nitpick. And if you want to say where the Warriors are, I'm not saying that you would say that they aren't champions or anything, but you would nitpick and look at, wait a minute, okay, we remember they won this, okay, all these guys are out. Then they choke.
But really?
To this,
I mean, because we could nitpick half of the NBA championship.
No doubt. But I'm saying if you're trying to put them up, if you're trying to say that the Warriors are this great team because they went to six finals in 8 years, if they lose, you start to look at them and start to say, why did they lose? And what went on? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
like,
you can't, I mean, they can't be the Jordan Bulls.
No, I'm not saying that. But if they were to lose
still
this
be
one,
3-3 and 6-6, 6-8, 3-3. I mean, you know, it ain't bad. I mean, I hear you in that you got to win it, right? You get there, you got to win it. But they won't have a losing record. You know what I'm saying? At least not yet, not this year. But all right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. Did Kevin Durant make the wrong basketball decision by leaving Golden State? Your turn to weigh in, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. Brought to you by AutoZone, as always. So if you're dealing with a dead battery, that's where you go. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the Zone, AutoZone. Your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Did Kevin Durant make a basketball mistake by leaving Golden State for Brooklyn? You're starting to weigh in.
Yep, let's kick it off with MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on this Friday night. What's up, MJ?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm back again.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
KD definitely didn't make a mistake. Pointed out what the Warriors said about him. Not putting him in a video. Like, you know, I just want to see good ball. It doesn't matter where you're at, destination. Proved it, winning 2 championships, 2 finals MVPs. A lot of players out there we call greats that don't have finals MVPs. We know Jordan has 6, Ron has 4, but I'm just saying, no, we want to see great basketball at the highest level. 7-foot monster is what he's known to be.
All right, MJ, I'm with you. I'm with you, no doubt. Tony, in Oakland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Professor Parker, Pastor Bouchard, how we doing tonight?
We are good, great. Brother. How are you?
I'm on cloud nine right now, as you could tell. You know,
I bet
6 finals in 8 years. You know, I can't be more happier for my organization. However, I think actually KD, I think he did the right thing on leaving. I think if he would have stayed, you know, we would have ran maybe 5-6 championships in a row. But I feel like that guy, he would have gotten bored. He would have gotten bored, and I think the fact that we won 2 out of 3 in the 3 years he was here, and like the other gentleman said, he got 2 finals MVPs. It kind of cemented his legacy and making us one of the greater teams aside of like the Showtime Lakers, the 80s Celtics, and also the 90s Bulls. So I think he wanted to, like you were saying, Broussard, that he wanted to go off and kind of do his own thing and try to see if he can win one on his own. And I think if he doesn't win one on his own, I think it's not gonna torment his legacy as much as people think. All right, fellas, have a good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Interesting perspective.
Yep. Yeah, and that's fun. It's weird coming from a guy who's a big Warriors fan, right?
Right. Right.
You would think that
he said trash KD. Win 5 or 6 in a row.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And Rob, you would get bored. But Jordan won 3 and then retired. And then won 3 and then retired. Like, I can imagine it's just hard to go. LeBron went to that many finals, but probably, Rob, the fact that maybe I'm wrong. Because since he's chasing Jordan, he probably wouldn't have gotten.
No, I think he probably retired, definitely.
Right. He would have. I was just wondering if losing made him motivated, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
Stefan in Virginia, Chris, is on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Well, I just felt like, you know, I heard you say, like, people say, well, he made the wrong move. I don't necessarily feel like he made the wrong move. I felt like he made the move because he thought he was going to be benefiting him.
Right. Well, he had to think he was going to win with Kyrie and at first just Kyrie, but then you had Harden.
But when you leave the team that you had, the people you had on the team, to go to another team, at some point, let's be honest, like, you thinking, I don't want to go play with some people that's bums. You know what I mean? So,
well, hold on. I agree with you that he thought, of course, he was making the right move and he was going to keep winning championships. But now, in hindsight, at least right now, we don't know what's going to happen in 3 years. But now, it looks to me like he made the wrong basketball move.
Well, I mean, me personally, now, yeah, I was never a best basketball player ever. I would have stayed, personally.
If you're not feeling like you're wanted and there's some snide remarks. And there's stuff that can make you feel like, man, I don't want to be here anymore. Draymond disrespected me in front of everybody. And, you know, like there was some other stuff that was at play. And I could see where he could say, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And I think
I think it was before that though that he was thinking about leaving.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that stuff can push you is what I'm saying, Chris. You know it.
No, no doubt. That might have pushed him over the top. Probably did, you know, push him over the top.
That's like when Rob G was gonna leave the show. Remember we had to talk him back into the show. He was going over.
Oh yeah. Well, if he got the offer, if somebody else wanted him, he was gone. But nobody did. Fortunately for us, nobody else wanted him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 PM Eastern, 4 PM Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We welcome in our next guest, friend of both,
man,
Rob and myself, friend of the show, NBA.com writer, one of the best in the business, Sean Powell. What's up, man?
Hey, who hasn't slapped someone over fantasy football? Come on, you guys are acting shocked over that.
Major league players before a game?
You know, right? It reminded me of a story I heard about Charles Oakley. I won't mention the player, but
oh,
he was going
yeah.
after player. And slapped him over a gambling debt. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
and so,
That happens because, you know, on the team playing, they're playing cards and it's serious business, man.
Javaris Crittenden, I mean, he's in jail, not because of that only, but, you
right.
know, sure, that didn't help him. But, Sean, let's get to this these NBA playoffs. A lot of opinions about Steph Curry. Obviously, he gets the Warriors back to the finals. What is your feeling on him? I mean, some are saying he's top 10 now or could be if they win the finals. Some say he's overrated. Rob, I don't think, has him in the top 20. Rick Bucher was on earlier. He didn't have him in his top 20. Like, where do you – not even if you don't have a ranking, but just, you know, historically, what's his place in the NBA to you right now and historically?
Well, just look at this season. This season, he got the all-time three-point record. He won the Kobe Bryant Award, All-Star Game. He won the Magic Johnson Award. That's the Western Conference Finals. He could get his first Bill Russell Award, Finals MVP, and maybe another championship. Okay. I didn't even mention the Academy Award, by the way. You forget that, right? And so
when you put it that way with all those names, it's like, my goodness. Kobe, Magic, Bill.
And he could get swept in the finals. Okay, go ahead, Sean, your point.
Come on, Rob. But anyway, so my point is this. We can have all the discussions about where he ranks, but his career's not over yet. We need to have those discussions after his career is over. It's the same thing I say with
LeBron. Sean, we got 3 hours to kill. What are you talking about?
Right,
we can't wait
right.
till it's all over.
Where's the fun in that?
Yes.
Yes. You're right. So let's go ahead and fill some of these hours. I say if he wins a championship and get the finals MVP, you have to have the discussion about him being ranked top 10 all time. Not saying he's in there,
I'm not saying he's in there. Oh, he's definitely top 20. I mean, whoever thinks he's not top 20, come on now. Come on.
Thank you.
This is the greatest.
And I agree with you, Sean.
Yeah, but some people, Sean, look and say.
Now, I don't know who you take out. That's the right. That's the argument. Who do you take out? But the discussion, he's in the discussion. I agree with, if they win.
And by the way, I don't mean to really, really raise the temperature here, but I'm not so sure Kobe Bryant is top 10.
I think there's an argument for you for that. I agree.
Well, it's because of, you know, people of the last 20 years who never saw basketball back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. And, you know, Kobe was very popular, you know. But again, I mean, I know we're getting off the track there. But I'm just saying that's how hard the top 10 is when I at least question whether Kobe Bryant belongs in there. That top 10 is difficult, man, when you really, really sit down and think about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. What did you make of Luka? And obviously, you know, Dallas made a nice little run. But even he talked about his, you know, trying to improve on his defense. And Sean, we know he's not going to be a stopper defensively. But what does he need to do to get other teammates? Does he need to be in better shape? Does he need to give a more effort? What does he need to do to get his teammates to feel like he's putting in what he needs to do and they could follow his lead?
Well, I would rather kind of reverse it. It's not up to Luka to prove anything to his teammates. It's up to his teammates to prove something to Luka. I mean, this guy is a franchise player on track to being legendary, okay? And what, he's only, what, 22 years old, whatever? Yes, does he need to do some things? Absolutely. He needs to get that couch potato body in shape.
Right.
Sure. Because when you
Chris has been trying it for 40 years and he's had trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Chris lost his game a long time ago.
Oh, wow. Please.
Sean knows I got
Sean, go ahead, Sean.
I will tell you a story in a moment, though.
No, we don't have time. It's a Friday night. We don't have time for your war stories playing basketball on top of the Marriott on Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Getting back to someone who gets paid to play basketball, that would be Luka Doncic, not Chris Broussard. Luka needs to get his body in shape because if you're going to have deep runs into the postseason, you got to have the stamina, okay, to be able to play high level in June. And you can't do that with that body. That's the first thing. Second thing is he needs to stop whining and complaining after every single call. You know, come on now. That kind of brings the temperature down. I mean, the mood down a little bit around the team if he's constantly whining. And referees are human. They're going to start punishing him for that. The other thing is he needs to give some effort defensively. If his teammates are working their behinds off defensively and they see the best player on the floor isn't as committed, yes, now I can see where he owes his teammates something. But bottom line is this. Luka Doncic needs a co-star. He's not going to probably find someone better than him, okay? But he needs to get somebody who's pretty good. You know, preferably a big man who can pick and roll to the basket rather than pick and pop. Because if you look at the Dallas Mavericks now, all they do is shoot threes. So exceptions are Jalen Brunson, maybe Spencer Dinwiddie to a degree. But for the most part, that's all they do. And, you know, when those threes aren't dropping, and you saw that a few times in the Golden State series, they got nothing.
Right. No, that's a good – I agree. Like a DeAndre Ayton would be great for them.
I agree.
If they could somehow get him, right? But I don't know if they can make that happen. But let me ask you this. Injuries galore, right, in these playoffs. Why do you think that is? We've heard a few theories. Obviously, load management guys are, you know, sitting out, and they're still getting injured more than ever. We've heard some theories. Kerry Kittles told us he thinks just the pace of play, the spread out floor now with everybody at the three-point line is just too much for players to handle and their joints and things like that over the course of a regular season and playoffs. Monty Poole, what did he say, Rod? He just told us he thinks the lockout, the fact that the seasons have been so condensed that guys are still, you know, their bodies are worn down still from that. What is your take, if you have one, on why we're seeing so many injuries?
Well, there's three things I wish I could find an answer to. Number one, weight loss. I'd be a billionaire.
Yes.
Number two, natural hair replacement. I'd be a billionaire. And the third thing is trying to figure out why NBA players go down.
I mean, first of all, the game is not physical, not like it was.
Right. It's unbelievable, Sean. I'm with you. It doesn't make sense.
It just doesn't make sense. And the other thing is, these guys don't practice. They don't practice after the All-Star game. They don't even practice.
Well, Sean, one theory we've heard from a doctor is that because they don't practice and because they load manage so much, they don't build up the resistance. Like, their bodies don't get, you know, build up that tolerance to a certain level of strain. And when they do that in the game, it wears them. We've heard that with baseball, with the pitchers, and with basketball. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what some doctors have told us.
Well, you know what? That kind of makes sense. I mean, you can't go from 0 to 60, right? All that stopping and starting with your body, your body's got to have a flow. It's got to have some sort of rhythm to it. And when you're going hard one night, you're not doing anything the next day or whatever. I mean, you can't factor in travel. These guys are flying, dude. Their airplanes are better than our homes. You know,
right? Absolutely.
You know, they got the best chefs. Okay, the best physical therapy. I mean, my God.
Personal masseuses, all that.
They can't even get hurt. They can't even hurt their back picking up a suitcase because they got people picking up suitcases for them.
So
the bottom line is, when you look at all of the amenities they have, all the medical advancements, all the nutrition, the weight training, everything like that, compared to players in the past, to me, like I said, it's just a big, big mystery. Karl Malone is about as physical a player in NBA history. And he played all 82 games year after year after year. Look at Michael Jordan. You know, Michael Jordan would average like 40 minutes a night. And he would never take any time off.
Now they talk about 40 minutes like it's impossible.
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
I'm like, what? No, you're right. That's great stuff, our man Sean Powell, NBA.com. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
Hey, anytime, guys.
All right. We're going to move to the NFL, Rob. Lamar Jackson, what's he up to? We'll get into that next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. If you're a value customer of a credit card, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from that company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. We are wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. And let's do it with the NFL, Rob. Lamar Jackson, not at the OTAs, the organized team activities for the Baltimore Ravens. People making a big stink out of it. I don't think it's that big of a deal that he's not at the OTA. Not in the terms of, like, I don't think this is a sign that he's upset with the contract negotiations or that he wants to leave Baltimore. I don't believe that for a minute. But what I do believe, Rob, and we've said it many times, I think he, at least right now, is on the track to blowing it. And hear me out. They want, all the reports are that they want to sign a contract, long-term, lucrative. And you've heard reporters, and the owner of the Ravens went on the record and said, I think Lamar is so focused on winning a Super Bowl that he doesn't feel worthy of a new contract, a huge contract. He said he wants to win that first and then get the contract. And my thing, Rob, is this, and here's where the OTAs tie in. Lamar's coming off two seasons in which he's declined each year, both passing the ball and running the ball. He's coming off a season in which he got injured. His style of play makes him more susceptible, one, to injury, but two, to rapid decline. Because if he lose some of his athleticism, lose a step, that can affect his effectiveness because of the way he plays. And when you don't show up to OTAs, again, I don't want to make a huge deal out of it, but it can make the organization feel like, okay, he's a little distant, a little more distant than we thought from us. So if he does have a down year this year or continue to decline, or if he does get hurt, perhaps it makes them less inclined to sign you to that long-term deal. I just think he needs to get it done now, but that's how I feel about this situation.
I don't have an issue with it. It's called voluntary, and if he's missing mandatory stuff, then I got a problem with it. And I don't even understand why the league even has stuff that's voluntary and then get mad when people don't come. It doesn't bother me. If he's missing mandatory stuff and when training camp starts he's not there, then I got a problem with it. But it just doesn't bother me. I've heard this
for
30 right. years. I've been covering the NFL. I hear this all the time when people don't show up and whatnot. I don't know. I don't know how you get it. And then there are people who show up to everything and do everything and they can't play. So what's the difference? I don't know.
Where are you at with this situation? Do you think he's maybe making a mistake with the contract talks?
I would have whatever? Signed it already. I'm just saying that's me. But he has a different game plan, so I guess we'll wait and see. And he doesn't seem to be bothered, and he's not crying about anything, and everybody else is getting paid. Could work out for him because he's waiting till the last minute when the contracts just keep going up and up, or it could be a disaster. But you want a unanimous MVP and you finally got the playoff win, you know, and all this stuff, Chris, I would have signed a contract by now. That's me.
I mean, look, if he waits and, I mean, to play off the owner's words and does win a Super Bowl, the contract will be huge, much bigger, right? Like, if he doesn't get hurt and plays well, then it'll work out for him. Because the longer you wait, a la Dak Prescott, right, the more money you're going to get. That's why,
and Dak got hurt.
Right. But Dak isn't a running quarterback either, you know, not like Lamar. But I just think if you do get hurt, it could backfire on you. But this is the interesting thing with Kyler Murray, Rob, because you and I have both said we wouldn't sign him if we're Arizona. But if you sign him now, it's going to be cheaper, right? Like, the only reason not to sign him, I got to be honest, is if you don't know for sure that he's your guy or if you think he might get hurt, you know? Because the longer you wait, the more money you're going to end up costing yourself.
And that's probably why, because that's what Dallas could have had.
Right. They killed it.
Dak.
They could have had him for $30 million a year.
They made a big mistake. They waited, and we kept saying it doesn't make any sense. So.
Right. All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, signing off on a funky flashback Friday. We hope you enjoyed it. We certainly did. And have a great weekend. Rob's got his big party tomorrow. I will be there.
Yes, I can't wait.
Cutting the rug. I mean, pop locking. All that stuff.
Yeah, me and Rob G will not be there.
Keep it locked, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. You know those brothers bring fire!
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health-Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.